I think we're going now. All right, we live on the basement, baby. God damn, it's been a minute. Not really, but we back. Turn this goddamn music down on my nigga shit, but we back, man. I had my brother on the last time. It might be a little echoey. I'm a little nasally, but I had my brother on the last time. Cause shit, I just got back to the crib, to North Carolina type shit. So I was just catching up with my folks and shit. And he was here. And he was cool. We was smoking some gas, you feel me? Conversating, having a good old time and shit like that. But I feel like I got hella shit to explain, bro. It's been a whole... 22 has been the craziest, probably the craziest year of my life, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, real shit. Like, that shit could have been in the fucking movie, dog. Like, yo... I was really living that shit. It's nothing like too crazy, but it's like for me and like the kind of person I am and come before I come from, this shit kind of crazy. Like, and to say that nigga still don't know to this day is insane, but hey, whoever finds out, I don't really give a fuck. It's in the past. Niggas can't do shit now. It's 2023. That shit was last year. You feel me? So if you got a problem with it, fuck it. It happened. But I'm gonna get into it. Let me spark it. Let me get right, so I could tell this story time. You feel me? This pivotal moment in my life. Let me like this split real fast. I got you. Hold on. My Lil Wayne shit. My Lil Wayne shit. Hold on. Come on. Lil Wayne shit. Right. All right. So I'm gonna kick it from the top, all the way from the top. This was about. It started about. I want to say June. It was about June 2021, right? And I'm still living with my mom. I'm staying in Atlanta. I just dropped out of college relatively. But like, it had been like a few months since I dropped out, right? And I'm like any other nigga that drops out. I'm broke on my ass. No degree, no nothing. Trying to get some bread. I'm smoking weed. So I'm like, fuck, I'm finna, instead of smoking this shit all day, let me make some money off this shit. I start moving packs, you feel me? I'm doing my little thing here and there. And shit, I get caught up once. Some nigga got me. I'm not gonna lie, that was just me being a dumbass. Some nigga caught me. That's a story time for another day. Some nigga got me, caught me lacking, but it was alright. I had always had weed on me. I was smoking for free. I was feeling me. I was making my bends, and then my mom caught me. That's when my whole shit operation got fucked up, cause I was being sloppy and trapping up from the crib. Feel me? Which isn't smart. Anybody that's moving shit from anywhere, do not do it out of your fucking parents' house, cause you putting them in danger. Of anything, you feel me? That's just stupid. Don't do that. Right? So I get caught up, and my mom being the person she is, she just fucking loses it off the rip. Like, to the max. Like, oh, you know, this, like just saying shit you don't want to hear. And it's like, yo, I already got like bad anxiety, so I'm just in my head off rip, like, damn, bro, I gotta figure this shit out. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And that's exactly what I did. So I moved, packed all my shit up into the big body Civic. And took my ass to North Carolina, stayed with my brother, and just figured it out that way, right? So this is around August. So I dipped August. I got caught, left. Now I'm in fucking North Carolina, chilling, doing the same shit, trying to figure life out type shit, you feel me? And just, like, letting life pass me by. And I see how this nigga living, and this nigga getting to the bread, so I'm like, fuck it. He's in the army. I'm gonna join the fucking army too. Let's get to this bread. And that's what I did. That's what I did for a little bit. I joined the army, you feel me? Nigga, stop smoking weed, all that extra shit. You feel me? I was finna be a good soldier. You feel me? I was finna be one of them niggas. I was still finna be a shitbag, but I was finna be that nigga, bro. I was finna go airborne, jump out of planes and shit. I had a decent job. You feel me? I was doing my thing. And then the old Nate decided to do a fucking pop-up visit out of nowhere. And I don't know why, but before I had left my mom's house in Atlanta, I tried acid for the first time. I tried LSD, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm in basic training, and we go home for Christmas. Like, I had the basic training schedule where I left in November, and, like, December splits it. So we go home for the holidays, all that extra shit, and we come back and finish our training, and we leave. So, nigga, when I went home for training, I'm like, yo, I'm finna hit up the plug. And order some acid. Fuck it. I'm home, nigga. They can't test for this shit. They not finna put no big ass needle in my back. That's dead. You feel me? So I'm like, fuck it. Let's do it. And I did it. And it was all right. I'm at the crib. I'm chilling. You feel me? I'm tripping balls, having a great time. And I text the homie. I'm like, yo, I didn't take a plane here. I took a bus. Because if I'm in North Carolina, I went to Fort Jackson. That's in South Carolina. I took a fucking Greyhound. I'm not going through no fucking metal detectors. And it's a piece of paper. So I took this shit back to basic training with me. What a brilliant fucking idea. Right? I fucking know. I took this shit back with me, right? And like, the next day, once we get back, they do fucking piss tests, UAs. Nobody got popped. I thought I was going to get popped because like the night before, I looked up the shit. Like, I looked up like the chemical properties of it. And I looked up what people test for. And it was like one chemical that like so similar to like what the fuck is a chemical compound in LSD. And I'm like, fuck. But I didn't get caught. And we're in the fucking woods and like going to all these fucking ranges and all this shit. And we're just tweaking on fucking acid till it runs out. And we fucking leave Fort Jackson and I go to fucking Arizona. If anybody knows anything about Arizona, league is weedle. Weed is illegal. Fuck. There's a bunch of fucking meth heads and fucking fentanyl heads. And yeah, a lot of places in Arizona are just bad places, where it's just a fucking desert. It's fucking hot. It gets cold as fuck. Contrary to popular belief, it gets fucking cold in Arizona. And it's just not a good place, bro. So I get shipped off to Arizona. I'm in the desert. I'm chilling. It's actually not that bad. Right? And I'm like, all right, I got away with this shit at basic. Let's get right in Arizona. Feel me? We finna get right. We finna get through this shit. The fuck you mean? It's miserable out here. I'm finna have some kind of fun. Fuck out of here. And I ordered this shit. And I had like one homie there that left from Fort Jackson with me. And we was in fucking Arizona kicking it. And I told him, I'm like, yo. And I knew he was solid. I know he wasn't gonna tell. So I'm like, yo, we finna get lit this weekend, you feel me? I finna get the pack in. And that's what I did. I got the pack in, and these niggas literally handed it to me, bro. Like, envelope over fist, bro. And I grabbed the shit, went up to my room. These niggas had no clue what was in the envelope, bro. No clue at all. And my dumb ass, here's where I fucked up. I'm gonna take accountability, yo. You feel me? I'm gonna take accountability. I'm a grown man. You feel me? I'm turning 23 tomorrow. You feel me? I ran my mouth. I got too excited. You feel me? I told my fucking roommate, I don't know who this nigga was. This nigga had to be a Jew. Feel me? Shout out Kyrie. This nigga had to be a fucking Jew, bro. Lame ass nigga told on me, bro, for no reason. This nigga had no reason to snitch, and this nigga told. I thought he was cool, though. That was my fault for running my fucking yaps. This nigga tell on me, dog. Right? Same day, bro. Not even like a couple hours later, bro. I get the packing, right? I'm admiring it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, damn, nigga, cat in the hat. Nigga, this shit finna have me all fucked up. Right? I'm excited. I'm jumping off of tables and shit. I almost bust my ass. These two niggas leave the room. I don't think nothing of it, right? They come back upstairs. Nothing ever happened. I get out the shower, wash my ass, and I'm laying down. Hour later, knock at the door. Boom, 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 boom. Niggas knocking like this police. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? It's Thursday. Niggas already came and checked the rooms. What's up? Right? Niggas open the door. Hey, yo, Dooley, this is for you. I'm like, for me? Fuck you mean it's for me, nigga, huh? It's my first sergeant. So literally, like, the person in charge of the building is at the door. Like, yo, give me your phone. Put some shoes on. We downstairs. I'm like, nigga, ain't no way, bro. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, nah, ain't no way, dog. Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. So I go downstairs, and I'm just thinking, like, I'm just like, I'm in my own room. Like, they pulled all three of all, like, me and my two roommates. They pulled all of us, right? And I'm just in the room, like, this can't be, bro. This can't be. I literally just got this. This can't be. Right? The fucking, they put me in there. The lights turn off. I put my head down. I was in there for like an hour, right? And nigga, these niggas come back in with a search warrant. A fucking search warrant, bro. Like, the lights turn on. It's like automatic lights. So the door open, lights turn on. And they walk in. And I see the piece of paper. I'm like, because I had got caught up for some other bullshit like a few weeks before. So I'm thinking it's about that. And they walk in with the search warrant. And nigga, my heart instantly in my ass. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I knew I fucked up because when they called me, that, like, when she was at the door, fuck, I'm stuttering and shit. When she was at the door, right, I put the shit in my wallet. So I'm looking at my wallet from my bed. I'm like, she talking about let's go. Should I grab my wallet? Nah, I'm going to probably be right back. Fuck it. So I dip without, I'm looking at the wallet on the fucking desk. And they give me the search warrant. And nigga, I'm like, fuck, they finna find this shit, bro. I'm fucked. I'm fucked. I instantly knew I was fucked, bro. Instantly. And I was like, damn, bro. I should have fucking known something was gonna happen. And like, once they give me that, I sign this shit. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I sign it. Then niggas leave. And like, I'm just shitting bricks for like the next hour, 30 minutes. Some other niggas come in the door. It's like one big ass swole nigga and like some other goofy shaggy looking nigga and his breath stink. That nigga was a bitch. These niggas come in and shit and they like CID officers. If no one knows, the CID is like basically like the FBI or like CIA of the military. Like they're like law enforcement for the military. And these niggas walk in, right? Big nigga sit down, boom, heavy as hell. Other goofy nigga walk in. This nigga instantly start talking. They on some good cop, bad cop bullshit, bro. And I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me, bro. Maybe it's cause I never been in that situation before, but I turned a gunner, bro. I'm not gonna hold you, bro. I started telling them niggas everything. I don't know why, bro. Told them niggas everything, bro. Cause it was only me. Like nobody else was involved. So I'm like, fuck, if I tell these niggas the truth, I ain't take this shit. They not gonna find it in my piss, nothing. You feel me? I'm not under the influence right now, nothing. I just had this shit. So maybe if I tell them, they just gonna give me Article 15, you feel me? Separate me and send me on my way. That's what my mind frame is, right? I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna tell these niggas everything, go on about my day, bro. Send me back to the crib. I get that shit over it. A few months later, like, I already know, like, all right, I'm in trouble. I'm finna, like, whatever finna happen to me. A few months later, these niggas, I find out I'm finna go to jail. These niggas talking about I eventually get a lawyer because like you're supposed to get a lawyer like when you're fighting an Article 15 case, technically. But I get a lawyer, right? And these niggas called me. It was like, hey, we need to come in for your, because they offered you a plea. I'm like, a plea? Fuck you mean? I didn't even do shit. These niggas offered me a plea, bro. I had to serve time, bro. Long story short, bro, I had to serve time, bro. These niggas sentenced me to 115 days over 25 tabs of acid, bro. I literally know a person personally that has done worse, and they sent this man to rehab. No offense to him, that's my homie. Cool as fuck. But they sent this nigga to rehab. They sent me to fucking jail. Not only jail, prison, bro. If anyone's from Arizona, I got sent to Cochise County Jail, right? I was there for 10 days. Nigga, I was in there fucking dying, bro. No fucking cap. I'm in there for 10 days, right? After the 10 days, my fucking commander and my fucking bitch-ass first sergeant come through. And like, yo, we finna send you to Leavenworth because we don't want you on your books no more. And little did these bitch niggas know, I wasn't over the threshold for them niggas to send me to Leavenworth. So I basically went there for no fucking reason. But if I would have stayed in the county, I probably would have fucking died of starvation because it was feeding us bullshit. But I'll never forget. I think it was June or July 10th. I got sent to fucking Leavenworth, Kansas, bro. And fucking Jesus Christ, is that state a horrible fucking state, bro. Bro, it was so bad. The weather just shitty, bro. It was raining all the fucking time. And it was fucking cold for no reason, bro. Like in the middle of the summer. I'm at fucking Leavenworth, bro, and like, it was just bad, bro. Anyone that's been to prison, bro, like, they understand. Like, when you hear them doors shut, bro, them bitches shut, nigga. Nigga, them bitches shut. Ain't no opening them bitches to them niggas say, bro. Niggas that been in, no, bro. Like, it's a feeling that no man needs to experience, bro. That shit is traumatizing for real. Like, you in the cage, nigga. You can't get out. Oh, God, nigga. But yeah, I'm back, man. I've been on my. I'm back, man. I tried not to let that defeat me, but it's been a long. That whole process was a long drawn out process, man. For 22, but I'm back, man. It's 23, man. We in a better mindset, man. You feel me? I'm getting back right, trying to get back into the creative groove of things. You feel what I'm saying, man? And yo, if this shit not still recording, I'm gonna be sick, bro. No cap. oh yes sir, I love this MacBook. But yeah, that's your story time, man. How I got locked, I got jammed up from start to finish. You feel me? The build up and the fall off. But we not finna fall off, man. We finna keep going up on these fuck niggas going crazy. You feel me? I just got back from the beach. It was a rough weekend. Today's Sunday right now. Super Bowl Sunday. Hopefully the Chiefs take it. Everybody going for the Eagles, but my nigga Patty Holmes finna go crazy on them niggas. No cap. But watch these niggas lose, bro. I'm gonna look back at this like, damn, these niggas lost. These niggas lost, bro. But yeah, man. I just got back from the beach. I took some pictures. Hey, follow me on Instagram at Nate Hendricks with two I's. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Gray Shirts with two S's at the end. Feel me? To see some fire ass pictures, man. I took some fire ass pictures at the beach, man. Tomorrow's my birthday, man. We finna chill out. Man, we in the basement, man. Check me out on all socials, man. I'll catch you on the next one, man. It's Nate. We out this bitch. Yes, sir.